T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Giacina with this morning's top local stories. Police in Detroit are trying to identify the victim in a fatal shooting this morning in Detroit. The man, described as between 25 and 30 years old, was discovered in the front seat of a 2012 Kia Sorento SUV parked on Remington at Conant. There are no suspects at this time. The UAW strike against GM could come to an end next week. UAW spokesman Brian Rothenberg says the union likes GM's offer and the rank and file will start voting on it tomorrow.
The UAW GM Council has voted to recommend for ratification the contract.
More from WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
The UAW GM Council deciding to endorse the tentative deal but keep workers on strike during the ratification.
I can't speak for the local leaders other than to tell you they felt strongly that it was important to them and their members that they have the opportunity to vote and make this decision.
UAW spokesman Brian Rothenberg says the deal includes raises, lump sums, and an $11,000 signing bonus, but the only unallocated plant the union was able to save was Detroit Hamtramck. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
The economic impact of the UAW strike goes a lot deeper than you may think. Our auto analyst John McElroy says the 30-day plus walkout can have a huge trickle-down effect.
They have caused at least 120,000 supplier workers to be out of work for a month, and they don't get any strike pay, and they don't get any signing bonus. It has really hurt a lot of suppliers in the area. I've talked to a number of them that are going to report losses for this time period in the tens of millions of dollars.
It's some emergency room doctors squaring off against the insurance industry as they battle over legislation to improve new fee schedules on emergency room operations. Details from our Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubik.
The proposal is to create a fee schedule for emergency room services, but the docs in the ER are not for it.
Are you saying if the fee schedule is low enough, some of these rooms will close down?
There's certainly that possibility.
That's Dr. Brad Urin of Ann Arbor. This response from Representative Frank Liberati, who's one of the sponsors of this legislation.
Well, I'd like to see the reasoning behind it. I don't know. It could sound like a scare tactic, but let's see if they've got numbers and things that will prove their point.
The proposal got a hearing in the Health Policy Committee in the House yesterday. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubik, WWJ News Radio 950.
An Indiana woman who had been drinking wine before she attacked a Delta Airlines crew and federal agents on a flight has been sentenced to 6 months of probation. Camille Kruger says she is just so sorry for the incident aboard a Michigan-bound flight from Germany. The 63-year-old nurse had to be restrained on the Delta plane after attacking her husband and crew members, and she was also accused of headbutting federal officers. Beware of those purchases you make when you sign up for the automatic renewals. Here's WWJ business editor Murray Feldman.
Roberta, one out of three Americans is throwing money away every single month because they're paying for some type of a subscription that they no longer get or no longer need or no longer want. Most people don't check this out. Some people have automatic renewals built right into their deals. And it may be a couple of years since they actually renewed that subscription. They automatically renew every year unless you notify them in writing. Could be a good thing to examine over the weekend.
So is there a best time of day to exercise? New research says yes. Here's our health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights.
A 6-week small study of obese and overweight men finds working out before breakfast burns twice as much fat and keeps blood sugar levels under control compared to working out after breakfast. Dr. Denise Lee is with the Weight Control Center at Beaumont Health and says while the study's interesting, don't worry if you can't work out in the morning.
Exercise at any time of the day that fits a person's schedule is absolutely the way to go.
Researchers plan to do a longer study and to include women. This study's in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism.
Could be a great great weekend for a fall color tour. Here's WWJ's Beth Fisher.
The best color right now is in northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, but Travel Michigan Vice President Dave Lorenz explains where to look next.
Best chance beyond this coming week is going to be along the shorelines. They're the last areas of the state to really totally change. You already see a lot of color changing up in the Petoskey area. That's going to be kind of coming down the state on both sides of the Lower Peninsula.
Lorenz, who says this is the best color we've seen in a few years, says it'll be a couple of weeks before the leaves change along the lake shores and here in southeast Michigan. He says the color display is bringing a lot of tourists to Michigan.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Giacina.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.